All right. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. We will be dealing with a different subject this evening. Amen. Praise God. I often say I don't seem to be able to ever finish a sermon. I just have to go somewhere else when the God lead me. Well, that's good. That means there's always something more to be said on any given topic. Amen. Praise God. All right. We will be talking about applying the principles of righteousness. Amen. Applying the principle of righteousness. Amen. Praise God. Did y'all hear that? Say that. Apply means to use practically, to use it in a practical way. The reason some Christians struggle with sin as a nemesis is because they do not apply righteousness to their faith stand against sin. I believe many Christians, again, that sin is a nemesis to them because they do not apply righteousness with their faith stand. You got to have righteousness as a base or foundation when you stand. Amen. Praise God. Now, we will also share. There are six things that will neutralize the righteousness, the effective righteousness. Six things we will elaborate on that will neutralize the effectiveness of righteousness. Number one, a lack of knowledge of righteousness. A lack of knowledge of righteousness. Number two, guilt-oriented mindset. If you have a guilt-oriented mindset, many times when you fail in God, you can have a guilt behind that and prolonged guilt. That's not good. Hallelujah. Number three, shame-obsessed. Shame-obsessed. You know, you just can't seem, you're shame about something you've done. Amen. And now you're obsessed with that shame. You can't seem to break it. Praise God. If you apply the cure called righteousness to it, it'll be gone. Amen. You got to say amen. Amen. I said it'll be gone. How many did I give you? That's three, right? Okay. A lack of confidence in righteousness. A lack of confidence in righteousness. Number five, inferiority complex. Inferiority complex. You don't think you're quite good enough to hang around with certain other saints and people like that and to be in God's presence. Whatever the inferiority may be, amen, praise God. You always think that you are a hyphenated Christian. Hallelujah. But righteousness will fix that. Then number six, praise God, is crucial that we understand it. It's easily offended. Anybody in the house? Huh? Easily offended. See, if you, that means you don't understand and you haven't applied righteousness if you easily offended. Praise God. Now, that's the downside. That we need to make a positive twist to this. You already. So now we'll give you six keys to unlocking the potential of righteousness. We gave you six things that can destroy the effectiveness of righteousness in your life. And now we have six keys that will unlock the potential in righteousness. Hallelujah. Are y'all there? You ready? And number one, what is righteousness? Understanding what righteousness is. What is righteousness? Number two, the basis of righteousness, the basis of righteousness. Number three, the authority of righteousness. The authority of righteousness. Number four, the ability of righteousness. The ability of righteousness. And number five, the boldness of righteousness. The boldness of righteousness. And number six, operating from a righteousness position. Say that. Operating from a righteousness position. Praise God. Now, we will define some more on our turn. Matter of fact, turn to Proverbs chapter 22, verse 17. Amen. Praise God. And look at Psalms 11 and 23. Righteousness is the foundation. But living successful in the things of God. Are y'all there? Psalms chapter 11, verse 2 and 3. When you get there, say amen. Then I want you to go to Proverbs chapter 22. We're going to find out what the applicator is. I've never ever know what an applicator is. Huh? What is an applicator? Something that you apply something with. Amen. Praise God. So you got to... You got to know. Now, how do you apply these principles? How do we apply it? Praise God. That's what we're going to the applicator. All right. Psalms 11, verse 2 and 3. Let's read it. Lo, the wicked is what? Bend their bow. They make ready their arrows. Anybody shooting at them? The wicked. Amen. Anybody have their bows trained on your life, on you? Amen. Hallelujah. If you're living for God, it's one trained on you. It may not have been released yet. You just keep living. It's coming your way at a theater near you. Read on. Huh?
That they may privately shoot at the upright
and hard. They're going to shoot behind your back. Read.
If the foundation be destroyed,
what can the righteous do? Nothing. So if the righteous got a foundation, so righteousness is a foundation. If you don't have it, you can't do nothing. Amen. Praise God. Now look at Proverbs 22, verse 17. We'll look at the applicator and also look at Psalm 45 and 1, I believe it is. Praise the applicator is the tongue. If we could get our tongues right. Well, but our tongue, you know that tongue is a get away from you in a minute. it loves just saying what it want to say. But if you can learn how to apply the principle of righteousness to your tongue, it'll come under subjection. Amen. Praise God. Tell that tongue, you are the righteousness of God. You speak right things. Talk to your tongue instead of just talking with it. See, point at it. Get in the mirror and say, tongue, you only going to speak the righteousness of God. I can see somebody saying that, Pastor. I don't know about that. You got to start somewhere. Amen. Praise God. Are y'all there? Look at this. 22, verse 17 and through 19. Let's read. That's Proverbs. Oh, I told y'all Psalm 40. Let's look at Psalm 45 and 1 first. Let's read that. Hurry up.
My heart is guiding a good matter.
Uh-huh.
I speak of the things which I have made, touching the king.
King, uh-huh. My tongue is the pen. Of a ready writer. Praise God. Now, is your tongue ready to write? Because whatever you write,
everybody else sees you not capable.
And so as a result, you don't do nothing. But the key is God.